Good morning. Today is June the 2nd, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen. If you will, open with me in the New Testament book of John, chapter 12. I'd like to share a few verses with you, beginning in verse number 32. Jesus speaks, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." But he was saying this to indicate the kind of death by which he was to die. The crowd then answered him, "We have heard out of the law that the Christ is to remain forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?" So Jesus said to them, "For a little while longer the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes." In verse 33, "While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light." May God today bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning as we read through these texts in the Gospel of John, surely Jesus speaking to His disciples and the beloved around Him about the type of death and how He would die, for He speaks He would be lifted up in verse 32 from the earth, and then He would draw all men to Himself. And He continues on in verse 33, He was saying this to indicate the type and kind of death He would die. And then the crowd in verse 34 speaks to Him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ is to remain forever, and how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?" they ask. You know, so many times in this ministry, God provides many people in my path that I may witness to, that I may share the gospel message with. And you know, one of the questions that I hear many times is, "Billy, tell me a little bit about this Lord that you serve. Tell me a little bit about this God that you put your faith and your heart and your life into the hands of." You know, I'm quick to tell them so earnestly how much and how blessed I am to know that Jesus Christ, a Lord, is Lord of my life and Lord of all aspects of my even being today. You know, I speak to them about the power, indwelling power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in each of us and myself and you today as a believer. I share with them how important it is to know each morning as I wake up and get out of the bed and prepare for a new day, how very important it is for me to know that I'm not alone in anything that I do, for God is always with me. For His Word declares He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He'll never forsake you, beloved. And you know, in saying that, I speak to these people, these unbelievers, these that are questionable about the things and the will of God in their own life. And many times they'll ask me to have prayer with them, and surely I will have that prayer with them. You know, as Jesus speaks here in verse 35, as He explains, "For a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes." Jesus truly speaking of a parable, an understanding of how the people in this world, beloved, today that are walking in darkness without Jesus Christ, how they truly don't have a true purpose and a direction and a destination in life as we as believers have through Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, Jesus says in verse 36, "While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of the light." Speaking of the time that we have, knowing that we have on this earth that Jesus Christ our Lord lives in us and that we have the light of God dwelling down deep inside our spirit and our souls this day and each day of our earthly lives. Beloved, today, I am so overwhelmed and blessed knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ guides my path. He guides and leads me by His righteous right hand, the Word declares. I can know when I share and I witness with someone else that they as well, I pray, will see the love of Christ in me and they'll see the love of Christ in you and the actions and the witness that we convey around others. I would ask you today, if you will, just to bow your heads with me. I would ask you to just come before the Lord God. Let us just pray and ask and seek the Lord Jesus to help us this day to be more like Him and to know that we have that light of Christ within us, that we know that when we walk, we do walk in the light, for we don't walk in the darkness, for we have Christ Jesus within us. He is walking with us. He is walking right here beside us every step of the way. Father, today we're truly thankful and grateful, God, from the bottom of our heart, Father, for Your presence. I would ask You today just to honor and bless this precious day. Lord, even on this Tuesday morning early, Father, I would thank You, Father, and I would praise You, God, for all that You've already done in my own life in the lives of those that we know around us, Father, that we've heard from this day. Lord, we're so thankful today, God, that we're not walking in this path of life all by ourselves. Lord, even though we may have close family, we may have close friends, God, that we know we can truly count on and walk beside, that I can know as well, God, that you walk with me through the power of the Holy Ghost and through the Spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I would ask you today just to bless those that are lost. I would ask you to speak to them, Father. I would ask you to convict them and draw them unto you, Father, is my deepest prayer. Those that listen to this message each weekday, God, we all have those in our families. We all have those friends, Father, that we truly know, God, that need you as Lord. And Father, may you honor our prayers today, God, as we come before you. Father, may you today just allow us to be a light in a dark and a dying world, Father. May you just lead us and guide us, Father, unto salvation in someone else's life. May you place us in someone else's path, Father, this day even, so, Father, we may share and testify and witness to them of the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I would pray today surely for our country. I would pray today for our leaders, Father, that you would give them discernment, give them grace, and give them understanding, Father, so they may make the decisions, God, that would honor and bless your name, Father, is my deepest prayer. Father, I pray today a very special prayer, Father, for those that are in the hospital, those that are sick, and those that are shut in. God, they just need a special touch from you today, Father. Father, I would just ask you to reach down from heaven's portal, Father, this day, and touch them with your righteous hand, Father, your healing hand, God. May you glorify them. May you resurrect their tired and sometimes diseased bodies, Father. Oh, God, I just thank you for having your will in our life every day. I would ask you to just help us and lead us, Father, unto paths of righteousness, Lord God, for your name's sake. Oh, Father, we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for each and every listener of this broadcast. We would just ask you, God, to help us to, Father, grow in you, Father. Lord Jesus, help us to be more like you each day. Lord, may you give us that desire, Father, to stay in your word fervently, Father. May we seek after your will, Father, in the drawing of the Holy Spirit. May we feel that present in our life in all situations. Thank you again, Lord, today for meeting with us. Father, I ask you again today just to keep your hands of grace, your peace, and your love upon each and every one of us. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. ¶¶